This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not talking.
Don't you dare tell them.
I'm not going to tell them. Thank you.
I've noticed a pattern that you come on laughing, and I feel guilty.
Very distracting.
It's like I throw a banana peel in front of you
right,
when you're about to jump onto the
stage. Thank you very much for the help. Michael Harrison is here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen here, a man about town. Sometimes I get credit, sometimes I don't. Oh, woe is me. The reason that we're here together, folks, once again this week, is to go through the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and then the people list. There are also 10 names on the people list as well that we will go over and see how we can connect them. Some of these names on the people list connected to Donald Trump, can you imagine? Some of the people on the people list are connected to the Bidens, can you imagine? Oh, heavens. All right, so anyway, there are a number of things that are new this week. So, Michael, will you please go through the story list, and we'll pick a couple of new cherries off the tree and see where we go with them, name-wise and story-wise.
Well, there's certainly a lot of cherry-picking going on in the news media today and in politics. And I love the term that you used a moment ago. You said the man about town. You know, that's a great phrase. I guess the appropriate way now is person about town. But all across America are people who are, you know, the persons about town. They do, they're involved in everything. They do everything. They MC events. They're at the parades. And I tend to think in many ways the national infrastructure of talk radio is built on those kind of people. Make sense?
Yeah. Does make sense. Yeah.
So, exactly. All right. Here are the stories. At number 10, the Barbie movie is still being talked about. At number 9, the deadly Hawaiian fires, the wildfires in Hawaii. You don't think about Hawaii as having fires, you know, but it seems to be pretty darn serious.
Yeah.
At number 8, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, we have China's economy and AI investment. At number 6, immigration policy. At number 5, the Ohio referendum. At number 4, the Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race. At number 2, they're still talking about the Hunter Biden case. And at number 1, Trump's legal battles, which are historically extraordinary. The People Survey, at number 10, Kevin McCarthy, number 9, Merrick Garland. Ron DeSantis is hanging in the top 10 at number 8. Rudy Giuliani is ahead of Ron at 7, Mike Pence at 6, Hunter Biden at 5, Fannie Willis at 4, Jack Smith tied with Eileen Cannon at 3, Joe Biden's at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And there you have it. There it is.
Isn't it, the way you put it, Rudy Giuliani is ahead of Ron DeSantis. Now, that's a visualization. Oh, my God. What a character he's turned out to be. Would you have
thought he always was a character.
You do? Really? I didn't know him that well early on when he was mayor.
Rudy or Ron?
No, Rudy. Ron DeSantis is nothing. He's a dud.
I mean, a case could be made, and this is conventional wisdom, what I'm about to say. I'm not saying,
here's what I think.
People say that Rudy Giuliani, his fates and fortunes as mayor were on the downslide when 9/11 came along and basically saved his
career.
Well,
he fired the police commissioner. What's the guy now? Remember, he was Boston police commissioner. He did such a great job that Rudy hired him to be police commissioner in New York. And then he fired him because he was getting all the attention and all the credit because he was doing the work, not Rudy. Rudy wanted the credit. He went to L.A. To be the police superintendent there. I think he still is, if I'm not mistaken. Bratton is the guy's name. Anyway, so
Yeah, well, it just shows Giuliani's character.
Yeah, right.
That we're talking about character.
No, you know what shows his character? The fact that he used an electric shaver to shave his face when he's having a cup of lobster bisque. I think that tells more of his story than anything else, perhaps, in the pitter-patter of the life of Rudy Giuliani. All right, so let's see here. Why, you think that's... it is,
no,
that's
laughing because the old shock jock in me was thinking of other examples.
Ah!
And I said, no, don't go there.
No. All right. Well, you can if you want. I'm not responsible for anything you say.
I don't want to. I'm do you ever find yourself resorting to...
Yes. especially the last few years. I never used to edit myself before. I'd come up with something in my head and I was right out. And now there's enough of a gate there.
Yep.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it doesn't work. But you know, most of the time, not.
I'm always on the lookout as your dancing partner. Yes. Once a week for kind of an intense hour, as we do. I find myself on the lookout to make sure that you don't step too far.
My foot in my mouth. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. But, right. Well, I've got your back too, pal.
I know you do. And I want to just admit that I'm not beyond having notions that pop into my brain in the spontaneous display of verbiage that might not be the smartest thing to say.
The smartest guy, I make reference to him often, it seems more lately, talking about Gene Burns, who was one of the real heroes of talk radio, the guy who set the tone for so much of what's good in talk radio today, was whether you knew him or you didn't know him, his influence was far and wide.
The Gene Burns program is being brought to you through the auspices of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Started every show that way. Yep, yep, it was great. Meanwhile, one of the issues this week, I guess I could couple this to number two and number four, the Biden family. Apparently, there was some crackpot in Utah who threatened to kill him, and the FBI found him and shot him, and he's dead. I don't know how many people know this story. This happened earlier this week.
75-year-old guy.
Yep. From Provo, Utah.
A lot of guns in his
house. Oh, my God. It's full of, guns everywhere. Guns here, guns there. Right. He had an M24 sniper rifle that he was cleaning the dust off of when they encountered him. And he shot at them, and they shot at him, and he missed, and they didn't.
Right.
So, there it is. He didn't like the fact that George Soros liked Joe Biden. Among other things, I don't know where that comes from.
But I wonder where he heard that.
Yeah,
but the fact of the matter is, he seems to be, and of course, you never know the whole story, and I don't want to talk without having knowledge about everything. But it seems like he's one of those guys that that believes the most heinous and demonic claims of those that are against the left and against the Democrats.
Yep.
And that we're under siege and that we have to protect ourselves.
Whether that's so the best way to do that is take our guns and shoot them all.
Yeah.
So you would think. All right, let's get to the fires, number nine. That might have moved up a little bit, or maybe is it? We go into the weekend doing this. This situation, I think one of the most misused words in our vocabulary is crisis, at least as far as the news media is concerned. But I would use that to apply to the death of these 55 people, the winds from the hurricane that basically burned Lanai to a crisp in about an hour. I mean, you look at the people, the cars along that main drag. Have you ever been to Lanai?
I've been to Hawaii. I don't know if I've been to Lanai.
Yeah, it's the main drag of that, which is probably the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful places in Hawaii anyway. And the fire spread so fast because of the wind from the hurricane that people literally, there was no, other than people who had the old radios, the old battery-operated radios, or what's the name of the company that has, we see Crane, right? Those radios. People, that's the only way they got information. The early warning system didn't work. The television stations were off the air. There was no warning from the police or any other authorities. The only way people found out that this was going on was by listening to the portable radios that they had turned to the radio stations that were still on the air on the other islands, not on this island, because the radio, like everything else there, was quickly dispatched. But look at the car. There are thousands of cars on that main street. People, the fires were on top of them. They jumped out of the cars and ran into the ocean to save themselves. And the cars are burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
You wonder how long it's going to take them to fix up one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Oh, my God.
It's devastation.
Well, you know, there's a conspiratorial, there always is a conspiratorial theory here, that a certain country that doesn't want us, their people, operatives, and one wonders if this isn't the case, and I don't even want to think this way, but I am going to express what I heard from a couple of listeners on social media today. That the fires were set by Chinese operatives. There were three fires set at the same time, different places on the island. One in the area, the agricultural area, as you know, Hawaii's got to depend on itself for its own food. And the main area, the main drag, down by the ocean, and there's one other fire set, and they were all started at the same time. So, you know, if it isn't somebody from some foreign government that doesn't like us, something's going on here.
Well, I'm
wondering
sure
if they all get to the bottom of it.
The arson experts will figure that out. It's very easy to, with the technology, the science, and the know-how, to figure out how a fire begins.
Yep. All right, let's talk about a getaway that is a little more friendly at the moment than Hawaii, although it's a great, great place to go. So is Las Vegas. If you want two free nights in Las Vegas, you dial up 800-419-DOUG right now while the 10 operators are standing by to take the first 10 callers. 800-419-3684. Again, in the line, have some fun. You might want to stay more than two nights. They can arrange that at 541 Travel as well. So take advantage of these two free nights right now. Dial 800-419-3684.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's have Michael Harrison do our bidding for us, shall we? It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael from Talkers Magazine. We're discussing some of the nuances of the info that's in the charts this week, the stories and the people that the folks at Talkers work all week to put together. Fannie Willis and Jack Smith seem to have something in common with Donald Trump.
They're deranged.
Trump.
They're all deranged. Political discussion. They're deranged.
It's an easy out.
Well, they say
then we can move on to the next thing.
I mean, I hear deranged used from both sides. Trump is deranged. Jack Smith is deranged. Another word, unhinged. You hear that all the time.
Hey, in another unhinged speech.
Mm-hmm. It's all, these names are all part of the the indictment or forthcoming indictment or forthcoming trial or wherever the hell it's at in indictment number three, I believe. I think number three is Washington and the Justice Department.
How much money are we spending as taxpayers? And how much money do the people who are contributing to the Trump campaign? So far, I think it's $44 million or $40-some-odd million that has been donated to the Trump campaign has been used to pay his legal expenses. I think that's kind of a
Lot of the people that love Trump feel like they're doing God's work.
I know that.
Donors, the really big GOP big buck donors, have not been quick to give Trump money.
Nope. You're right about that.
Something you don't hear that much about.
Yeah, no, you don't, because the Trumpers just love him no matter what, which is a fascinating thing in and of itself in terms of psychology or maybe even psychosis. What is there this guy offers that makes people so willing to, it's like the fire in Hawaii, they jump into the water or they'll run into the fire for this guy and they don't even know him.
Well, this is the thing that is interesting, that people that are objective and analyze this come to the conclusion that the biggest suckers, and I say this carefully, I'm not saying this, we just hear this, because this is incendiary, the biggest suckers out there, if Trump is in fact the con man that many people believe he is, are his biggest fans.
Yeah.
And he preys upon his supporters. They're the ones that are being suckered, not the rest of the country.
most of the country has moved on in terms of we spend a lot of time talking about him and concerned about him, but not necessarily...
I'm not concerned about him at all.
...buying into it. The major point the Republican Party has to deal with is you don't have to be a Trump lover to be a Republican or a conservative.
Well, and you look at some of the messages from some of the people like Ramaswamy and Scott, two people who are... I think Ramaswamy is actually... I'm fascinated by him. What about you?
He's interesting. I don't think he's historically important. I think he's just a sideshow, but that's okay.
Well, he may be,
but
he's
wrong.
Maybe not. He's giving us something to think about, though. And I think that's what we're lacking with most of the major candidates, because they say the same thing over and over again. Trump never talks about the issues. He always talks about himself. What do you learn
about
somebody?
Other people. He attacks people.
Yeah,
he
and attacks other people. Yeah.
Yeah, he attacks his detractors.
You know nothing about what he thinks about the issues or how he's going to help America. That's what doesn't fascinate. I think it annoys me, because... You know, you can look at his record for the 4 years he had been the president, and there were some pretty good things that were done in some departments. The agriculture department, which happens to be the one that I'm probably, other than that, the commerce department I'm closest to, was a nightmare. The guy he had running it was a crook, a thief. And, you know, on that side of the ledger, I think, what a horror show. But then some of the practical things that were done during that era were quite good. All right, more coming up in another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last Last Voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The basics of talk radio, news talk radio, that's what we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, along with the charts that are done as a result of the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find them every week at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. We're going through some of sometimes we get involved in spiritual and esoteric discussions, and then sometimes we talk about what's, you know, the nuance behind some of these stories. Number eight, the Russians and the Ukrainians are at it. So it seems to be a rather difficult time. The Russians say they don't have any money. They can't do anything. The war is draining them. And yet they're launching the first moon mission in nearly 50 years. The launch of the Luna 25 craft, the first lunar mission since 1976, when the Soviet Union actually did it. It's on its way to the moon and expected to get there. I believe it's the 23rd. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what it is. So it's kind of slow, if because it usually takes only a couple of days. They send a landing craft so that they can do
tire or something on the way. I mean, I don't know.
What say what?
You got a flat tire?
I mean. why in the world?
Is there some guy in there? Are they sending a...
No. Well, who knows whether they put one in or not.
Yeah.
But the whole... they launched it from the spaceport that they send everybody up to the International Space Station from. Take 5.5 days to travel to the moon. And then it'll be around, orbiting around the moon for 3 days. Mm-hmm. At 62 miles above the moon. And then it goes down and lands on the surface. And so one wonders, why are they doing this at this point in time? So if you look at the history of this, and I know you and I share this fascination, there have only been three governments who have managed successful moon landings: Soviet Union, United States, and China. So India is trying
to put something together so they can go up to the moon. But one wonders why we all do this, spend all this money. Is it national pride? Why don't we all get together? That was what the International Space Station was all about. So we didn't all have to spend the same amount of money to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, then, there's a lot of cooperation among governments in terms of space, and we've been in cahoots to a great extent with the Russians, and
yes,
before that even with the Soviets, with Mir and the International Space Station, and the James Webb Space Telescope, which is an incredible device.
It sure is.
It's not just the result of NASA. It's the Russians aren't involved in it, but Canada is involved in it, and the European Space Agency is involved in that. So there seems to be more cooperation about space exploration than there was during the Cold War, when we actually believed, you know, oh my God, Russia has Sputnik, they're going to drop H-bombs on us from the satellite, or the first country to get to the moon. It was prestige, but we actually did believe that somehow there would be a military advantage to having bases on the moon, and I guess theoretically there are, but, you know, come on. It's hard enough to get anything to the moon, let alone build a military base there. You know, space travel is dangerous. I mean, really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons we haven't gone back so quickly is we realized that we were pretty lucky that we were
brought them back,
successful.
Most of them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't lose anybody, you know, on those moon missions. We lost a couple of astronauts, you know, on the ground in terms of disasters.
Yeah.
Gus Grissom and others, but no, the fact that we had all those missions to the moon in the late 60s, early 70s, and everybody got back by the skin of their teeth. I mean, that thing was a little bucket of bolts being run by a battery, a pocket calculator.
There's more power in this. They all like to say this now. You have more power in your device, your iPhone, than they had in the computers that went to the moon. Which is pretty fascinating when you look at how they survived that Apollo 13 thing.
Oh.
One of my dearest friends in life is somebody that I've been eager for you to meet over the years, Jay Honeycutt, who started out as the personnel director at NASA. He hired all of the original astronauts up through the Apollo mission. He hired them all. He became then the director of mission control. He was the director of the shuttle, and then he ran Kennedy Space Center for 4.5 years before he retired. And one of the things he listened to me on the radio, because he listens to a couple of stations on the Space Coast that carry this program or have carried it. And so he heard me one day talking about visiting Houston, the Space Center there, and he called the station. How do I get a hold of this guy? So he got in touch with me. And he said, there's nothing going on over there. You got to come here and see what goes on. So it was the beginning of a great friendship that's lasted all through the years. The bottom line was that he brought me to we broadcast from four different launches. But when he took over the Space Center, he opened the place up. He wanted people to really know. The government didn't like it, but he was responsible for that movie Space Cowboys. They made it when he was running the center because he wanted people to have a story. There was a TV show with Corbin Burnson, I forget the name of it, that was on for a couple of years that was started there and filmed there. And, you know, he used to talk about and he was, you know, very concerned. But he was also very confident that the skills that they had acquired and the research that they'd done and the actual building of these machines was something that was America's greatest accomplishment. And in many ways, you can argue that, right? You can still argue it.
Well,
I think
definitely it's certainly a great accomplishment. Whether it's the greatest, that's where the argument is. It's certainly the accomplishments have been great. So you know that space. I'm thinking back to that movie, Space Cowboys, was a fun movie.
It was.
It was very informative about what goes on in the life of an astronaut.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It was. Clint Eastwood was in it. Tommy Lee Jones was in it. Donald Sutherland was in it. Who is the fourth one?
The guy that played Maverick.
Oh, Garner. Yeah, James Garner.
That's right.
Yep.
He was a major. He was major in that movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yep.
You know.
So
it was a great movie, yeah. And you're kind of a sleeper. You don't
and also the
about.
Hanks. The other one was the movie that Hanks and
Apollo 13.
Kevin Bacon did, which was shot partially there and partially in Houston. You know, have you ever heard of the rocket? The what do they call it? The comet rocket. The rocket. There's a 707 they use to train the astronauts. They fly it up.
Call it the Vomit Comet.
Vomit Comet. That's it. Right. Thank you. You go up to 80,000 feet, and then you nosedive.
Right.
And that's how you accomplish the weightlessness. They filmed the weightless sequences for that movie with Tom Hanks. I remember Tom Hanks said he was never as sick in his life as he was filming those shots on the down
on the Vomit Comet.
Yeah, right.
That's why they call it that.
Yep, you right. Because he's not going to hold on to breakfast on that thing. Mm-hmm. And he wanted, and the guy who ran it was also became a friend of mine. I can see him, Gabby. That was his last name. He wanted. He tried to talk me into going. He says, "I'll give you a ride. Then you can talk about being the rock in the Vomit Comet." He said, "Come on, let's go." Oh. I said, "Wait," and that's because somebody had told me he'll try to get you to go, because that's what he does with people that come visit. And one guy says, "You don't want to go up on that unless you want to be sick for 4 days." And so I said, "No, I would." I opted out of it, but God.
Well, they say going into space is sickening for almost everybody. Yeah. John Glenn lost his cookies or whatever when he went back up the second time, you know, relatively recently.
Yeah.
He was an older man.
Yeah.
He got sick.
Oldest guy to go up, 77 he was when he went up.
That would be the thing that would keep me from doing it. I'd love to go into space, but I know I would the first second I'm in space, I would go, ooh.
I wonder
if
that's...
When you lose it, when you get nauseous.
Yeah. But is that really the case? I don't know Shatner well enough. I'm not being a name dropper here, but he's very friendly with Jennifer Horne and her family. So when I go to parties there, he's always there. And he loves to hold court and talk about all the stuff that he's done.
Yeah, he has some fascinating stories. He was on a five-year mission.
Right. To go where no man has gone before.
He fought a Gorn. I mean,
yes, he did. And a couple of other bad guys.
Can you imagine fighting a Gorn? He did it.
It's worse than being, what's the name of the cop that he played? What was that?
Not T.J. Hooker. T.J. Hooker?
No, it was T.J. Hooker. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The other guy that played a cop. He was a Texas Ranger, the karate guy. I'm blind.
Oh, that's Walker. Yeah. He played Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
All right, enough of this. I want to get to your interview with Kim Komando.
Yeah.
The MH interview this week. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the dog days of summer upon us. The reference to losing weight and looking your best. This goes on pretty much all year long. I can say the same thing in February when people are going on winter vacation. They want to look their best when they go to Florida or to wherever they go, down to the islands. You want to look your best. And then we get into spring and people have their pools and they go to the beach in the spring and the summer. They want to look their best. And then, you know, the circle goes round and round. So the message is clear and it's the same year round. I guess that's the way I'm positioning my conversation with you for a moment on Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a weight loss story to beat all other weight loss stories. The success rate, 86%. I challenge anybody else who's in the weight loss business to come up with a better number than that. And fact is, it's so simple. It's a simple, very simple process to take the capsules at night, whether powder or the liquid, before you go to bed, let it do its work. Has collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all natural. That's what does the trick. That's kind of the secret to their success. So help yourself. Go to their website. Toploss.com is the website for Calotren. Check out all of the reasons, the science behind it, the success, the reasons for you to say, yeah, I'm going to try this. You have nothing to lose. It doesn't work. Get your money back. I was going to give a number, but no, let's just send you the website. It's Toploss, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. You'll get their Dog Days of Summer sale pricing and free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here with the People List. in the official capacity that I have to go through these lists from number 10 to number 1, I feel very good about the accuracy of this list, which starts with Kevin McCarthy at number 10. Merrick Garland is at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Rudy Giuliani, God love him, is number 7. Mike Pence is 6. Hunter Biden off a little. I think he was number 2 on the list last week, number 5 this week. Fannie Willis, we haven't heard that name before. Interesting in the connection to Donald Trump, as is Jack Smith, who's number 3. Joe Biden is connected to Trump, I suppose, in a number of ways. He's number 2, but Trump makes it at number 1 once again, considering that News Talk Radio is right of center, and a lot of the hosts, obviously, are focusing on Trump and his legal situation. So there they are, the names that mean something this week in News Talk Radio from Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here, Michael.
Oh, that sounds.
You have chatted this week on the MA. What's the matter? What'd I do?
I love the music.
Oh,
I can't help but just get up and start dancing. I'm dancing on the turntable here.
All right. The interview this week, MH interview, we have Kim Komando, who most people who listen to the talk radio world know who she is.
Yeah.
She's had a fabulous career.
Very smart
as a
woman.
Columnist, a radio person, knows more about technology. So what the heck did she do? What are these pictures that you can see at talkers.com?
we do an interview about AI, predominantly AI, and
right.
We talk about a few other things too. So we had the AI generator do a picture of me and a picture of her. She came out looking like a Barbie doll, and I came out looking like Leon the Professional. I look like I look like some type of a hitman, and she looks like a Barbie doll. And so we read those pictures in Talkers, and it says in little letters the pictures of MH and KK are generated by AI.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are, what the heck is that?
See, I don't think the picture of her AI picture is like her at all. I think you look like you.
No,
I think you do.
I do look like me. And sometimes I do look like a badass, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah,
sometimes I look like a suit.
Tough
I do. Man. I range. It depends on my mood.
Yeah.
And but she, the AI is not absolutely perfect yet, to say the least. No matter how we fed the computer, when they saw her very, very good looks and blonde hair, it just went right to pink and went right to Barbie.
Yeah.
It was very hard for it to deal with her nuances. With me, I've got so many nuances that it was easier to capture
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep. But the conversation is all about tech.
about tech and politics and China. And it's one of the best interviews I've ever done. I'm proud of it. MHinterview.com.
All right, there it is. The story in focus. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine with all sorts of nuance into the world of what we do every day here. And that's talk on the radio. News talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for our weekly visit from His Honor. Although, you'd have to be a judge for me to call you Your Honor,
yes.
Right? Yeah, okay. So it's just another... Well, no, you're Esquire. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Wow.
You know, I'm never going to be a judge for a whole lot of reasons, but I get called back every year, surprisingly, to my alma mater, Boston College Law School, for their moot court competition. And one year, they mistakenly made me the Chief Justice.
Uh-oh.
And they've got a courtroom in there, and they've got, you know, the robes. So we come in, and they're all watching me, and I start to sit down, and everybody sits down, but I don't sit down. I go back up, and they all come up again, and I did that about two or three times, made the wave before I could see the head professor looking over at me like, oh, my God, what did we do?
Right. What's the story? Wiseman. Yeah. All right, let's spend a little time talking about scams for a couple of different reasons. Steve Wiseman not only is our legal expert, but also he's in charge of the website Scamicide.com, always has information that's pertinent for people depending on what's going on in the world, who's getting scammed. I noticed there was a warning this week, Steve, for parents on back-to-school social media posts because there are two things going on, the risk of giving too much information out about the youngsters and that whole business of the movie. You've seen, I don't know if you saw the movie, but it's worth looking at, worth seeing The Sound of Freedom, about trafficking and that sort of thing. We think it doesn't touch home, but it's the biggest crime now in the world.
Incredible.
Yeah, and so perhaps the warning here is that you don't post a lot of this stuff, photos of your children, on social media, right? Does it go deeper than that? Does it need to?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, we don't necessarily think of our children as being victims of scams or identity theft, but the truth is that they are far more likely to become victims of identity theft than adults, and it can cause problems because when you've got a minor child, that child's not going to get be dealing with credit cards and things like that, so they don't really notice. So when their identity is stolen and the criminal uses it for loans or other crimes or whatever, they often don't find out until they're maybe graduating from high school and looking for a college loan or getting renting a first apartment or buying a car. And parents just don't protect the privacy of their kids enough. We actually have a federal law called FERPA, and it's an acronym, but the idea is you are supposed to be told, parents are supposed to be told whether a school is sharing the personal information of their children with third parties, and the parents have a right to stop that. But most schools don't even bother to do that, and parents often will provide the social security number of their child. That can get them into trouble, and now you can actually freeze the credit of a child, which will help protect. But then, as you said, when you get into the area of trafficking, the more information people put out on social media, the more in jeopardy it really does put their child in. So, they've got to be much more concerned about this.
All right. Scammers also, there was a story this week about a post office worker who saved a senior from sending thousands of dollars to a scammer, somebody, 86-year-old lady who was getting stuff. She was contacted by these scammers, and the lady went to the bank. Excuse me. Somehow or other, the postman heard about this and got in the way of it. But if he hadn't gotten in the way of it, she'd have been scammed out of thousands of dollars. And wonder about...
This is a huge problem, and particularly, the two groups that are scammed the most are seniors and, interestingly enough, the millennials. With the seniors, there's a bit of an excuse because there actually is a part of our brain that deals with skepticism that becomes less viable as we age. So when we think about seniors being more trusting and falling for these scams, that is accurate. Now, there have been some actions by the Federal Trade Commission, the Justice Department, against Walmart and others who have gift cards and wiring and Western Union as well, for them to be able to question like that mail worker did. And this is something that more institutions need to do because you can pick up on those warnings when the seniors are sending money.
Yep. All right. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Let's hope that we continue to give you the advice that you need. Steve Wiseman is great when it comes to all that. Thank you, Steve. Steve and J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.